Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
TM Hyman Live.
I seen your girl post a BM, so I hit her in the DM. All eyes, yeah, I see him. Yeah, that's your man, I hate to be him. It goes down in the DM.
Long day
today feels like 2 days in one.
2 days. That is quite a long day. Two days in one. That would be 48 hours. 48 hours squeezed 24 hours. Wow. That's quite long. Well, it's nice to hear your voice never de-less. You know what we do? We get together, recap the week in news and entertainment.
Yeah.
This is the Social Lab Team on Radio Live. Hey, a lot going on. If you ever purchase a ticket, a lottery ticket, that is, in the state of California, perhaps you have just lost out on $63 million. A winning lottery ticket was never cashed in out in L.A., and it expired yesterday, $63 million. Can you believe
it? Wow. And you said what state again? I might have lived there before. What?
L.A., the state of California.
Oh, okay, no, that wasn't me.
The city of Los Angeles, the state of California.
Yeah, that wasn't me,
$63 million flushed right down the toilet. Listen, it's about to go down. If you don't know what's popping in the land of politics, you have been under a rock. Donald Trump got a lot to say, talking about Ted Cruz's dirty tricks against Ben Carson this week.
Oh, really?
but the showdown really went down in New Hampshire last night between Bernie and Hillary. You know, it's a mudslinging like brawl. You know, I'm loving Bernie Sanders. You don't understand a damn thing Bernie is saying, but I like the cause. I like the cause.
Hey, listen, I'm trying to tell you the hand movement, you know, the assertiveness and his stance.
Get some dishes, Bernie. Get some
I rock with Bernie.
But
yeah,
I like
what
the
they
cause.
Say, can you feel the burn?
Yeah. Can you feel the burn? Well, the reality is this. I think many people are underestimating Bernie Sanders, but he's really right there neck and neck in public polls, and he's smashing it right now in New Hampshire because he is a favorite in the region.
Wow. Well, did you see
Hillary,
where...
Nevertheless, is standing strong. Hillary's standing strong, nevertheless.
Yeah, I mean, you know, she has a long-term following, you know. So she's not brand new to the arena of politics, you know. So... But I saw something that was interesting on Facebook. It was part of the trending topics. With Chelsea Clinton, Hillary Clinton's daughter, she accidentally referred to Bernie Sanders as President Sanders.
Wow.
She was speaking to campaign supporters while in Minnesota on Wednesday, and she responded to someone's question by saying, "I hope not President Sanders."
I hope that's not a telltale sign.
She walked home that day. I don't believe
I hope that's not a telltale. Hey.
Okay, her mother kicked her out. She made her walk home.
Hey, you're inside the Friday Night Cypher. Hey, visit TMHamiradio.com. Hey, drop your email and register before our VIP newsletter. Wow. Hillary, I hope that's not a telltale sign. Hey, you're in tune to the after work party. It's the Social Lab Team on Radio.
Hey.
The Cypher, baby. 909. We'll be back.
You see me happy work. You see me do me dirt. There's something about that work. When you walk a line. I'm in the cafe, my tat. Drawing me a dessert. Nothing to have you lurking. You make a like, now you don't like it. You know I dealt with you the nicest. Nobody touched me in the right. Nobody text me in a crisis. I believed all of your dreams are duration. You took my heart, all my keys, and my patience. You took my heart, I must leave as brought for you for foundation. All that I wanted from you was to give me something that I never had, something that you never seen, something that you never been. But I wake up and nothing's wrong. Just get ready for work, 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 work. You see me, I be work, 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 work. You see me do me dirt, 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 dirt. And some about that work, 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 work.
Yeah, okay. You need to get done, 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 done at work. Come over. We just need to slow the motion. Don't get out of the way to no one. Long distance, I need you. When I see potential, I just gotta see it through. If you had a twin, I would still choose you. I don't wanna rush into it if it's too soon. But I know you need to get done, 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 done if you come over. Sorry if I'm way less friendly. I got niggas tryna end me. Oh, yeah. I spilled all my emotions tonight. I'm sorry. Rolling, 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 rolling. How many more shots until you're rolling? We just need a face to face. You could pick the time and the place. You'll spend some time away. Now you need to forward and give me all the work, 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 work.
It sent me up and work, 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 work. You see me do my da, 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 da. Something about that work, 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 work. When you walk out, la, 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 la. When the cash from my tur, 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 tur.
Harmon Radio Live. Yo, that was Rihanna featuring Drake with Work. Some new music, you know. Hit y'all up for a little something on Friday to rock to. It's TM Harmon Radio Live. I'm Adam Boston. He's Mr. Hyman, the man of the hour. Yes, you are listening to the Social Lab. And, you know, we recap the week in news and entertainment.
That's right.
There are a couple of things that caught my eye. One being Meek Mill getting sentenced. He's supposed to be getting sentenced for to prison or what have you, but for violating his probation. I don't understand like how somebody can violate probation for going to work. I mean, even people who get DUIs can get work permits. You know what I mean? Just drive to work.
The question is, did he get the permit? I totally agree. He should be able to. The question is, did he?
Right. But his probation, what is it saying? Here it is. He was sentenced to 90 days house arrest and then 6 more years of probation. Like, yo, he's going to be, like, past
his mid-life
by the time his probation is over.
Yeah. Well, you know what it's like, though? I mean, it's like, you know, if a student skips school, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
The punishment is you get suspended from school. You get more time for the act of what you did in the first place. So it's just backwards. It's just like dumb backwards. Hey, like it's like something that just actually took place like in Thailand. So it's Saturday morning already in Thailand. It's probably around
the morning
6
and the evening time.
There was literally a 6.4 earthquake in Thailand. Hundreds are missing right now.
Oh wow!
It the earthquake actually hit around 4 a.m. Saturday morning, so that was about 2 hours ago. And the earthquake at a 6.4 hit so deep, it's probably looking like 6 miles. If you know what 6 miles is, you know, 6 miles long.
First of all,
6 miles deep. It's 6 miles deep. That's how it cracked open the earth. So let's pray for our brothers and sisters over in Thailand. Again, major earthquake. You know, I don't think I've ever heard of a 6.4 earthquake really in my lifetime. And if I have, I just wasn't paying attention.
I definitely don't.
Hundreds are missing. That's breaking
tornado,
news.
No, but not.
Breaking news. Well, speaking of tornadoes, again, we're recapping the week in news and entertainment, folks. Welcome to the Friday Night Cypher, the Social Lab. Blown away. There were several people killed this week, literally blown away in Mississippi with ridiculous tornadoes that just kind of swept through Mississippi. The weather is oh so strange. Listen, ratchet down, my friends, ratchet down. Pay attention and don't take this weather for granted.
Wow. Yeah.
Blown away in Mississippi this week, literally.
Yeah, I mean, and the thing is that, like, you know, you have to feel for the people, empathize with the people whose homes, you know, were torn down, you know, how they're going to be able to start over. That's rough. Well, how anybody who survives it is going to, you know, how long it's going to take them to get back even.
Red Cross is an awesome organization when it comes to disaster relief. And if you want to support those who have been victimized by the devastations out in Mississippi, please contact Red Cross. Let them know what you're trying to do. They do great work when it comes to these type of situations. So many devastations taking place across the United States right now. It's really a time to focus and take care of business, folks. Interesting time. Listen, Zika. What is going on? Florida declared a state of emergency. Zika virus breakout.
America.
Really?
Southern part of North America.
Yeah. So Carnival took place, I believe, last weekend or either this week. Carnival is when, you know, a lot of folks go to the Caribbean. I believe Brazil, if I'm not mistaken, or Trinidad, if I'm not mistaken.
February. It should have been starting.
They have gone down there during a time where the Zika virus is real. And, you know, what those folks did to prepare for Americans and people coming from all over the world for Carnival was they sprayed pesticides all over the place in an effort to kill the mosquitoes that are carrying the Zika virus. What is Zika? The Zika virus apparently is a very poisonous mosquito that if it bites women, it kind of, you know, taints their ability to have healthy children. The heads of the babies come out somewhat sunken or deformed because of this Zika virus. A woman, if bitten by the Zika, has to wait about 2 years before it actually, I think, maybe flushes, is the appropriate word, out of her system, allowing her to have a baby that is not impacted by the Zika virus. Please pay attention to the news reports. Google, Zika. Understand what's going on, how you can combat it. But I also heard a report recently where Zika was spread, you know, via a sexual contact. It was spread via a sexual contact. So I don't know. Listen, we're just trying to keep you informed. We're not experts.
We don't make this stuff up. We just deliver it to you.
We're not experts, but it's real. Zika virus breakout in Florida and really in different parts. Different places offshore is where it originated, but it has absolutely come onshore. You don't want to get bit by a mosquito carrying the Zika virus. You're tuned to the Social Lab, TM High Radio, hanging out with Magnum CeeLo, Kizzy Boston. It's 9:20. We'll be right back. What up? Oh, wow, man. This ain't one thing, it's another. It ain't one thing.
$250,000 on me right now. Hard to make a song about something other than the money. Two things I'm about to talk and blunt and saying blunt. Pretty women, are you here? Are you here right now, huh? We should all disappear right now. Look, you're getting all your friends and you're getting in the car and you're coming to the house. Are we clear right now, huh? You see the fleet, all the new things. Cop cars with the loose change. All white like a Mustang. See me rolling in they mood change. Like a motherfucker. New floor, I got a dozen of them. I don't trust you, you're undercover. I could probably make some steps, this is fuck each other. Woo! Talking fillets with the trouble butter. Fresh sheets and towels, man, she gotta love it. Yeah, they all get what they desire from it. What? Tut-up, we ain't hiding from it.
South Beach in Miami. Listen, we got you covered. This is the Social Lab Team Hom Radio. Listen, we hang out in South Beach every summer with Sleep Green in that whole no sleep clothing lifestyle. P. Diddy popped off No Sleep in a major way with the BET Awards 2015.
And a Million Man Mark.
Big things for No Sleep. So, listen, we want you all up in there because we're going to be all up in there. So, again, stay tuned for your chance to win. We want to give a lucky listener a pair of tickets to No Sleep South Beach weekend. Hey, jump on it, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. We are here. What we do on Friday nights in the Cypher is recap the week in news and entertainment. Don't know if you had that lottery ticket out on the West Coast, but it expired yesterday, $63 million. So sorry. It is gone. Bye-bye. Hey earlier we talked about Trump criticizing Ted Cruz, talking about his dirty tricks.
Right.
I'm not sure if you all really have been following this week, but I've been following pretty close because I'm a political junkie to a certain degree. I'm definitely following this election because if Trump becomes president, game over. Listen, Donald Trump
for sure
sounded like a crybaby this week, criticizing Ted Cruz, talking about, he threw major shade towards Ben Carson. He called it dirty tricks. Ben Carson had thrown in the towel, so come on and vote for me. People actually believed that in Iowa on Monday, and some people were swayed by some of Ted Cruz's dirty tricks per Donald Trump anyway, right? Hey.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. You got to look at the source. You definitely have to check the source.
Rock the vote. You know, be your own judge, folks. Be your own judge. Hey, our prayers are going out to the folks who were victimized in the Mississippi tornadoes earlier in the week, as well as the folks who were impacted by this 6 mile deep earthquake. It was a 6.4 out in Thailand just a few hours ago. Breaking news. Breaking news.
But you know what's interesting to me, and I don't mean to. I'm not trying to sound harsh, but when these outlying parts of the countries when they start breaking up and such, everyone seems surprised. But we were taught in school science.
What are we surprised by? What are we surprised by?
The earthquakes. Like when they happen and like the destruction, like people still live around volcanoes. People still live around where earthquakes frequent. You know, it's like they get them frequently. It's like, why would you move to a place that you know has earthquakes?
Yeah.
Is it just for the thrill of it? You know what I mean? Like,
well, I don't think people realize that that climate change is real. I don't think they think climate change is real. Climate change is real, folks. There are major things happening around us, like icebergs are melting. We've had some of the hottest summers on record, because the Earth is falling apart, literally, because we've not taken care.
It was 70 degrees here yesterday.
Of her, we've not taken care of her.
This morning.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm thinking by the year 3000. Earth will be a different place, somewhat desolate, and the new territory will absolutely be Mars.
First of all, those people who have paid $1 million to go to Mars, I mean, you really have wasted your damn money. I just want to let you know that. I mean, Richard Branson's, smart businessman and everything.
Why did they waste their money?
They're going to die before they get to go to Mars. They're going to Mars.
I think there are trips already, in flight, or preparing for flight anyway.
I mean, okay, fine. Go up there and you can circle around the planet. Anybody getting out? You going to train all them people how to live?
What, Was you there?
They can't even live right here.
Was you there?
We don't have to wear suits and stuff here.
How do you know? Was you there?
Hey, it's always...
Not 30, ladies. So you're inside the Social Lab Team on the radio.
Everywhere. I'm everywhere, yo. Everywhere.
Presents the Lapidary mixtape. Social Lapidary, the Lapidary mixtape.
Yeah.
Banging in
like you live in the middle.
You.
Look it up.
Stay tuned. Soon come the Lapidary. That's A-L-A-L-P-I-D-A-R-Y. Excuse me, L-A-P-I-D-A-R-Y. L-A-P-I-D-A-R-Y.
And once you hear the music that's on the Lapidary, you understand why. Once you learn the definition of it, then you understand why it was named the Lapidary. Yes, it's meant for you to use your brains. I promise they work. Oh, I promise they work.
Hey. 631 out in Los Angeles, California, 931 New York City. Thanks for rocking. Man, a lot going on in the world. A lot going on this week. You spoke of Meek Mill and his situation with court. Bill Cosby, listen, we didn't think it would happen. And I'm not sure what was so significant about this particular case compared to the others. But, I mean, he's being brought up on criminal charges in this particular case with this woman. And so, for me, they can get him on.
I told y'all, though, I'm trying to tell you, because I was a victim, attempted victim too many times with people who have everything to lose, but swear up and down who they going to believe, you or me, because of the status I'm in. They do it. God knows, and they can smile, charismatic, the whole nine. I told you.
It's very unfortunate for everyone involved.
It's unfortunate for everyone involved. Because did you see where they said? I just saw it not too long ago, like
he doesn't appear totally coherent to me.
Okay, first of all, he's like 900 at this point. So, yeah, I get
looks
why.
Like 80. He looks about 80.
Blood pressure like medication will do it to you, from my understanding. Like,
well, cameras
under
in
a
your
lot
face
of stress.
Do it to you.
Hey.
Cameras outside the house every day will do it to you.
Exactly. People calling your house, asking you 9 million questions, and everyone is calling like you ain't talked to nobody else, asking the same damn question.
Pretty interesting situation. I mean, I'll tell you, God bless Mrs. Camille Cosby, who has laid real low in the midst of this fiasco.
I believe she knew that he admitted to being unfaithful to her or what have you. I mean, that was public. But, you know, in a situation like that, because, you know, marriages can be arranged where they just say, you know what, we're just going to stay married because it wouldn't look right. Our kids, X, Y, Z, for what the hell ever reason.
I'm not going down that road.
I'm saying that's a scenario.
God bless you, Camille. That's a hypothetical scenario that I have seen. What's your hypothetical
look,
scenario?
I've actually seen. Well, then give me my scenario then.
You got it back. And while I'm giving you your scenario back and throwing it back to Charlotte, let's go down to Tampa Bay, baby. And say what's up to Hot Chocolate. You can have it back. What up, Hot Chocolate?
What's going on, everybody? I see I arrived just in time.
He's picking on me.
Her stinky scenario back. Give her her stinky scenario
Boston,
back.
I don't know. It sounds like you had him backed up against the wall, Boston.
Hey, we still together, ain't we?
listen, she got them crutches. I get out of her way every time. every time. Hey, it's 9:34. We'll be right back to TMI Radio.
I'm on
white,
man.
Hey,
Mr. White Dog, you heard me? Fox the Million. This would be the remix.
Shoulders, chest, pants, shoes. Shoulders, chest, pants, shoes. Shoulders, chest, pants, shoes. Shoulders, chest, pants, shoes. I pull up at the club, VIP, gas tank on E, but all drinks on me.
Wipe it out.
Fresh kicks, fresh white, tall tee, fresh NFL hats, fresh bows with the grease.
Wipe it out.
Wanna hit me with the heat? Real, recognize real, real. Don't speak.
Wipe it out.
Chicken lady, I've been rolling about a week. You can tell I got cake by the diamonds in my teeth.
Wipe it out.
Don't wipe me down. At least bust some shoulders off. A night on my town. Sheesh, you should know the cost. Please, we out the dealer pulling roaches off. 300 G's with the V's. Blow exhaust, 200 G's on my sleeve cause I'm showing off. No clouds in the stones, the EVs all going off. Ladies on the scene, tell her driver spin around. Hit the block, tell her fiends, wipe the rims down. Hit the turf, tell her team, time to hit the town. Hit the club, tell her waiter, order me some bottles. Left the club with a shorty for the Maserati. From the club to the telly, shorty, that's the model. The high got her on me, the ride got her horny. That's a rise like a... She's doing freaky things while the engine go boom. Roll her, we don't need a room. No, she could go while I look up at the moon.
Cause I'm on white man, 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 cause I'm on white
man. Car, dash, rims, wheels. Car, dash, rims, wheels. Car, dash, rims, wheels. Car, dash, rims, wheels.
Wipe it out. B-O-O-S-I-E-B-A-D-A-C-C, that's me.
Wipe it out.
Red bone caramels all on, stop and stare all on, trying to steal my underwear.
Wipe it out.
I like the flow like Rick Ross, got a hiccup, set it off. When I sing it, everybody set it off.
Wipe it out.
Black meat, yeah, I'm on, play with me, I bust the dome. Ace, rip, stone, chrome, you can go.
Wipe it out.
Party like a rock star. Totally dude, the best wanna watch is totally rude. I beg your pardon, but the biz is so huge. I mean, it made busy. We closing curtains like it's Moulin Rouge. Yeah, I do the honors. I strip your Prada, Dolce & Gabbana. Make it rain and call it a baby shower. Now wipe me down, cause I'm on. And yeah, I ring bells like that kid named Sean now. Yeah, I had the laugh. 2 million ringtones, had another half. Y'all boys going through the man. Now that's what the fuck I call bringing crack back.
Cause I'm on white man, cause I'm on white man, cause I'm on white
man. TM Hyman Radio Live, your girl Hot Chocolate, Madam CeeLo Boston, and the General here in the Friday Night Type of Lab. It is. What is it?
Labuse.
It is 9:38 p.m. here in Tampa Bay, Florida. And let's not forget, it is Black History Month, people. So know your history, know your roots, know our history. And I just want to hit you with a few black inventors in honor of Black History Month. And I'm just going to share some of the things that we probably take for granted and did not even know that an African-American man or woman was responsible for inventing. So I'm not going to go in any particular order, and I'm only going to hit you with a few. But doctors, the stethoscope was invented in 1876 by Thomas A. Carrington. For our culinary artists, the rolling pin, or our chef, was invented in 1864 by John W. Reed. Let's see. Let's go up to the lawn sprinkler for you horticulturists. That was invented in 1893 by John Thomas White. The ironing board for you all who like to keep your clothes spiffy and starched and creased up, that was invented by Miss Sarah Boone in 1887. For people who have the dessert fetish, like myself and CeeLo. Yes, CeeLo, I'm going to put us both on the spot there.
Yes.
The ice cream scoop was invented by Alfred L. Crop, I'm going to say Crayle, C-R-A-L-L-E, in 1897. For you musical enthusiasts, the guitar, 1886, by Robert F. Fleming, Jr. Terrence, where we enjoyed ourselves at Top Golf last weekend. The golf tee, yes, was invented in 1899 by George T. Grant. The fire escape ladder was invented in 1878 by Joseph W. Winters. The doorknob, get that, doorknob, in 1878 by Osborne Dorsey. He also invented the doorstop in the same year.
Yeah, because you're going to keep coming up in here. Oh, sorry.
Yes, yes, yes. For you expecting mothers, I've never heard,
I'm sorry, I've never heard the doorstop used as security. As like,
me
like I've never heard it. Wow, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
For you expecting mothers, the baby buggy in 1889 by William H. Richardson. And for us who lived in Florida or anywhere where it gets extremely hot, thank you, Lord Jesus, for Frederick M. Jones, who invented the air conditioning unit in 1949.
No doubt.
By accident.
Much love.
That's crazy.
Much love.
Whether it was by accident or on purpose. Thank
no, no,
you,
no,
Lord.
He did it. No, I'm just saying. You know, I just blurted that out because a lot of things that we have now within our reach and that we use, a lot of people just came up on some of this stuff by accident.
Yeah,
true.
You understand.
No, I mean, made the hair straightener initially, you know, hey.
Yeah. And
ingenuity,
I've got a super
baby,
list of a lot of others, and I'll share them later on in the month as we continue to celebrate our Black history.
And we appreciate the Black history,
my
love.
Book.
We definitely appreciate the Black history love. Hey, jump on it, folks. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, let us know what popped off in your week. Hey, positive, negative, good, bad. Listen, real talk, real people. We are the Social Lab. Hey, there's a lot of talk around the Oscars and how they have treated, you know, some of our folk. This past year as relates to nominations. Nevertheless, I want to shout out to Creed's Michael B. Jordan.
The dude did an
awesome job in Creed. His last couple of projects has really been on point. I also want to shout out to Jason Mitchell. Jason Mitchell, it was Eazy-E and Straight Outta Compton. I mean,
yes.
Portrayal of Eazy-E. If you didn't know, you would have thought that was Eazy.
That was him.
As well as the dude that is absolutely underrated. I think he's overlooked, but definitely not unqualified to sweep the Oscars if it was really balanced. But you know, big up to Idris Elba.
You know what, though? I found something interesting. I watched the when they named, you know, who the nominees were for, you know, all the categories. And Straight Outta Compton was nominated for original screenplay.
Well, the producer was nominated. None of the actors.
Right, but no, I'm saying, but it was still, like, recognized and not at all. Like,
gotcha.
Not like it should have been.
Not disagreeing.
Okay.
And listen, Michael B. Jordan, for those of you all who were Wire fans, was one of the cast of The Wire. So I knew he had greatness 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did good. I wonder what made him pick that film, though. I mean, they did a good twist on it.
What film are you referring to?
Creed.
I mean, who wanted to play Apollo Creed's son? Like, Apollo Creed was a great character in the Rocky series.
Right.
And what a way to continue it on.
Well, I'm just wondering what made him, you know, want to.
Hey, folks, thanks for rocking. Visit tmhymanradio.com, drop your email, and register for our VIP newsletter. Hey, coming up on Monday, we're talking about the toxic tap. What is that? We're talking about the toxic tap water in Flint, Michigan, and just the devastation that it has caused to a lot of children who are now sick out there. Tap on Monday, right here at 9 p.m. It's 9:45. We'll be right back. We'll be back. It's the Social Lab Friday Night Cypher, and who is that? Y'all know who she is. That's Madam Ball.
I can't wait to look at you on so good looking. Hey, going hot, so hot, just like an oven. And I'll burn myself, but just had to touch it.
Let me show you a few things. All dressed up in black and white. and you're dressed in that dress I like. Love is swinging in the head tonight. Let me show you a few things. Let me show you a few things.
Justin Timberlake, I'm gonna call him Bieber. Justin Timberlake with as long as I something, I don't know. He's dancing about
Tootin' Tie.
Oh, as long as
Tootin' Tie.
Wow. She's about to make up a name. She's about to make up the name. And then argue
I
sound
sure was.
The name. But that's the name.
Y'all gonna keep going too.
Get out your deep holes.
Justin Timberlake. Hey, did you all see this gigantor crane fall over and crash the earth
in
New York today?
Oh, my God, yeah, and kill somebody.
Oh, man, listen, the fact that this crane did not just, like, kill, like, hundreds of people and only,
hundreds of
like,
people.
Killed one and injured
one,
one other.
In the car.
Unbelievable. The crane
literally
was like a skyscraper. So what was happening today was they were actually trying to move it and stabilize it when they were lowering it down trying to secure it. When it just toppled over. You know, the crazy thing is, you know, about 10 people, you know, were just injured last week when a cable snapped in New York. And, you know, in 2008, you know, I think, you know, there were some people killed. I mean, enough is enough already.
That thing could have taken out like a whole
crazy
city
because,
block.
You know, everybody's trying to build the tallest building and such, and those things, you know, anything that goes from the ground up, it gets flimsier and flimsier the higher it goes up.
Yeah.
Any sort of wind change or anything could blow it over at any time. And just like a van would flip over before a smaller car, just because of the, you know, velocity.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. You know, they don't think. They just don't damn it think. He was sitting in his car. I'm sitting in the car. But he was the only one sitting in the car. And that thing smashed through so many cars.
The fact that it did not smash hundreds of cars in this New York City, it could have been a busy street any time of the day. Hey, let's go to the phones. Area code 757, last four digits. 7258. Tell us your name where you're calling from. What up?
Yo. James, you know I'm calling out of God Beach. What's going on with y'all?
What up, James?
Brother?
We want to come party with you. Party in the background.
Probably do. I'm sitting up here up in Azteca, you know, knocking down some Stella, little nachos and everything.
Oh,
you know?
My favorite.
Yeah, it's popping
Mexican.
Up in here. Yeah. But you know, y'all touched on a lot of different topics tonight. You know, as far as the presidency and you know the Zika virus and all of that. I mean, man, I say Bernie Sanders for us. You know,
Bernie?
Overall, Bernie.
What about Bernie is appealing to the brother out of Norfolk, Virginia?
Well, I mean, overall, Bernie's platform is like what he suggests. It's one that's for the people. You know, he's absolutely correct. Hillary's background, as well as, you know, her presentation suggests that she's for corporate America. She's for the institution as it stands. I'll suggest, as far as the topic of the legalization of marijuana or the decriminalization of marijuana, she's only suggesting that we reschedule the substance from a 1 to a 2 versus Bernie Sanders is actually putting in new policies that actually decriminalize it in America and allow for the new ideas, the dispensaries and the growers to be able to do business with the banking institutions. That's tremendous. You know, I applaud Bernie for even suggesting the truth. You know what I mean? The reality of, you know, as far as people being able to make their own choices, whether they can have a baby or not, whether they can sleep with a man or a woman or whoever they choose to. Yeah, you should be able to choose what your intoxicant of choice is. If it's a natural substance such as alcohol, marijuana. Yeah, it's just a choice at the end of the day. You shouldn't have to suffer any criminal violations over anything like that. You know, and people that are producing
it. As long as you're
responsible. Right. And people that are producing it, they should be able to do business with the bank. You know, there's no reason for it except for the fear of corporations having a new level of competition. Because we're going to see some new billionaires arise out of this industry. No.
Of course.
Don't be mistaken. This is a whole new ball game. I mean, first you start doing business with the bank, then you go ahead and open your own bank. You know what I mean? That's the type of money that's involved with this. So, you know,
let me change the topic just a minute. But first, folks, visit tmhammondradio.com. Drop your email and register for our VIP newsletter. James, what do you think about ISIS? Is ISIS real or is this just made up? Is this propaganda?
Is it made up like Al Qaeda? You know?
Yeah.
The whole
Bin
Laden thing. You know. I mean, I would suggest
I don't think it's made up. You know, but
I mean, okay, there's always the emphasis that's being placed on it. It's not a significant issue for us in America as much as what we were talking about before, you know. As far as the marijuana, the legalization of marijuana is more impactful to our everyday economic life and values than whatever ISIS is threatening to do to America.
I think that can be argued any day, any time. I think our security, I believe, is threatened every day by ISIS. And the resources that they have, I think we underestimate, you know, the resources really that I believe is American provided. I'm going to say at least influenced by America. But again, we appreciate the perspective in the comments tonight. Go ahead.
Now, when you put it that way, I mean, look at how Bin Laden was shot in the head before he could actually be brought to justice. You know, Saddam Hussein was kept alive as much as possible so that he could stand trial, so that we could get the information out of him to help us form a new government in his country. Now, in our country, we still have traitors that exist that are so-called American citizens that are in the upper levels of our security systems and our government that allow this to happen as far as 9/11 was concerned. And yet they killed Bin Laden before he could actually give up the information that we really wanted. The reason why Patriot Act was instituted was because of 9/11 so that we could get the information that we wanted. But yet still the man was killed, you know. That's a level of propaganda.
So I'm going to bring it back, and I'm going to repose the question, or I'm going to restate the question. ISIS. Is it real or is it made up? We got 90 seconds left in the show.
I say it's real, but the emphasis that's being placed on it is too much. It's no more significant than all those years in between 9/11 before Bin Laden was actually killed, captured, that we didn't have any significant event.
Okay.
Propaganda.
Hey, we're back on Monday. We're talking about the toxic tap. The tap water in Flint, Michigan, and we're talking about the person responsible for it. That's Governor Rick Snyder. Hey, thanks for rocking with us back Monday 9 p.m. They take us home. Hey, appreciate you, James. We out of here.
Yeah. Whatever you do, do it well. See y'all on Monday. Well, talk to y'all on Monday.
All right.
TM Hyman Radio. Everybody have a great weekend. We are that crew, that team, that network here in the Social Lab. Your girl, Hot Chocolate, Save James, Madam CeeLo Boston, the General, Toya Cooper, Dee Dee Willingham, Tamir Ruffin, a.k.a. Nokia, out there making them hits with Drew Hill, Brian Cooper, out there on Capitol Hill. Everybody, log on to tmhymanradio.com, get that newsletter, and join us next week.
Talk radio.